T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Please welcome alumnus Glenn DeVries on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Glenn, have you come back to Earth yet?
Yeah, yes, I am back in Earth, on Earth, I should say. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I can't imagine doing what you guys did. There would be the fear factor on one hand, and then on the other, just the exhilaration. So earlier this week, right after that, CBS asked Captain Kirk about it.
From launch to landing.
Welcome back, the newest astronauts.
The flight appeared to go perfectly, and William Shatner described it this way.
The most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary.
For decades, people have said we should send poets and writers into space instead of just astronauts. Perhaps sending William Shatner was the next best thing. Peter King, CBS News.
And Glenn, as the co-founder of Metadata, you had an opportunity in your life to do something very, very, very few human beings have ever done before. What was your experience like?
Yeah, I think my experience is very similar to Bill's. I mean, unlike Bill, who I think was in the space business from an entertainment perspective, so obviously he was thinking about it his whole career. I was in the business, and still am in the business of healthcare and life sciences, but there was always this personal part of me that still wanted to be an astronaut and thought about space in very concrete terms. So where I think Bill had this experience where it was almost overwhelming with new perspectives and experiences. I had been thinking about having those perspectives and experiences my whole life, but still I was unprepared for what the reality was like. I actually, it's only been a couple days since we came down, and I have to apologize. I still feel like I can't be articulate about it yet. It might take me weeks, maybe years to try to do it, but I'll actually just say I understand now why so many astronauts say it's so difficult to describe, because it really is an experience that, to put simply, the human body isn't designed for. And I'm not sure if my human mind was really able to take what I saw with my eyes and felt with my senses and turn it into something that I can describe, because it's just so foreign and incredible.
That it is incredible. And you're famous. There's pictures of you and William Shatner all over the place. They're wonderful pictures. They're all here on Earth. What was happening when you got up there, though? I mean, what was a thought that went through your head as you saw it? William Shatner said a thought to him was fragile, how fragile Earth looked. What did you think when you were up there?
Yeah, I definitely had that very visceral sensation that Earth is so small and so fragile. And it's the best metaphor I've been able to come up with so far. If you've ever seen one of those videos in a movie, or on YouTube or something, where you start zoomed in on a particular object on Earth and things keep zooming out and zooming out and zooming out, and the frame gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what's happening to you. And the view from the top of the orbit, the arc, is incredible. The view from the moment you leave the ground is equally incredible. So you just see everything falling away and getting smaller. And one of the most extraordinary things that, even with thinking about space for 49 years before I did this, that I realized as it was happening, is you go from the horizon being flat to the horizon being curved, and you go from the sky being blue to the sky being black. And we all were very interested as a crew in just kind of looking out the window and enjoying the moment. And we came up with this plan together about how we would do that for most of our flight. And I could tell you, as we unbuckled from our seats, I could hear all my now friends, Audrey and Chris and Bill, and all of us are kind of deeply breathing. It's very quiet in the capsule, and exclaiming things quietly to ourselves about how extraordinary it was. All of us were overwhelmed with the kind of beauty and awe that you get for what it is that we live on, this amazing planet, this tiny little thin layer of atmosphere, this little blue line that goes around it. And then, of course, you get to zoom back in on that again and see that all in reverse. And it's just, I think it's a life-changing experience.
65.8 miles straight up, and then in 10 minutes, 17-second round trip. That's absolutely astonishing. But as you know, in Pittsburgh, we're going to ask you this, Glenn. Were you scared?
Yeah, so I really wasn't that scared. I was really excited, for sure. And actually, from a biology perspective, I work in life sciences. I don't have any data yet. I was wearing this thing called a BioStamp. It's a device that that my company makes that we use in clinical research. And so we will be able to go review my flight profile and see what was happening with my heart rate and things later. But I think I was pretty calm. This is something where I work in medicine and research, and you have to think about risk and mitigating risks, making sure that the research you're doing is as safe as it can possibly be for every participant. In my personal life, I like flying airplanes. I'm a pilot. And I mean, I think there are a lot of people who would say, as I just did, you're flying a single engine plane from New York City to Texas. What, are you crazy? Well, no, because you take all the steps to make sure that everywhere there's a risk, you've mitigated it and created a plan. And, you know, that's what Blue Origin does extraordinarily well. So I wasn't scared, but I was excited.
Well, astronaut Glenn DeVries, we're so excited to and honored to have you on the show. We got to call you back when you kind of sets in and when you look at your data, but we'd love to reach out to you again. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I'm in Pittsburgh for Carnegie Mellon all the time. Maybe I can actually come see you guys in person.
We would love that. You have an open invitation. So thank you. And enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys soon.
I'm sure it's going to be a weekend unlike any other.
You imagine that thrust just sitting in that rocket when it takes off.
Glenn, how many G's did you pull going up?
Well, so going up, you pull about three. Going down very briefly, but we pulled about five as you hit the atmosphere and it slows you down. It was an amazing sensation.
That's fantastic. Love this. Thank you again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.